From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A trial date is being worked up for a Eureka man accused of the sexual molestation and possession of child porn. 39-year-old Andrew Cunningham said to have sexually molested four victims under the age of 14. Also, he was found to have more than 600 images of child pornography, including 10 or more of kids under the age of 12. An arraignment of information scheduled for September 27th. Following that hearing, a trial will be scheduled. According to a release from the law firm of Bragg, Mainzer, and Firpo, a Humboldt County jury found the city of Eureka responsible for a 2014 crash on Campton Road. On October 15th of that year, two elderly women were traveling northbound on Campton Road when a vehicle traveling in the other direction, operated by a teen on her way to school, lost control and collided with them, causing major injuries. The firm saying it presented evidence that showed that since at least the mid-1970s, the city knew that that portion of Campton Road where the crash happened was improperly built and that the condition of the road was contributing to vehicles losing control. The jury found that the teen driver was 30% responsible for the crash and that the city was 70% responsible. The two plaintiffs were awarded $600,000 in damages. Excavating the Salt River watershed gets a $1.1 million boost through a state agency grant. Conservationists have been trying to restore that 7-mile channel of the Eel River for decades. The money is coming from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife as part of about $28 million it's handing out for various water restoration efforts. Well, the mother of murder victim David Josiah Lawson spoke at a CSU Board of Trustees meeting this week. Michelle Charmaine Lawson calling for the resignation of Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher, saying she needs to step it up or she needs to go. It was a year and a half ago that the 19-year-old Lawson was fatally stabbed at a house party in Arcata. His mother telling the board, "DJ and our family trusted you with his life and you failed him and many more students before him." Well, just under three dozen workers at St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka have lost their jobs, according to Lost Coast Outpost. The move coming just days after union workers and people supporting them staged a protest over what they deem is a dangerous staffing crisis at the hospital. Some of those fired are union members, others are not, 35 in all. Union officials call it retaliatory. St. Joseph health officials term it a transformation toward more integration and coordinated care. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.